this wonderful gospel, we can see 3 days in the beginning of the gospel. And at the end of the gospel, we can see 3 scenes that we are talking about here. In the first days, in the beginning of John chapter 1 and 2, we have seen the Lord Jesus in the first day, two of the disciples coming to see him. And then the next day, he called another disciple to follow him. And the third day in John chapter 2, the Lord made this wonderful miracle at the wedding of Cana. And in those 3 scenes, the Lord is presenting himself and revealing his person and his glories in connection with his people that he is coming here to love and to show his person. But in those 3 scenes that we can see here in John 20 and 21, the Lord is revealing himself to satisfy and to address the needs of his people. We saw in Mary Magdalene, the one that is sad and weeping, and she is confused about the Lord and his death and his resurrection. The Lord is coming to address her, to put her faith and to put her, that he is came out from death, he conquered death, he is the one that is able to continue support her, and based on this, he transformed her condition from sadness and weeping to be a minister to serve the Lord and to deliver the message for his people that he is risen based on a new ground of relationship between the Lord Jesus and us and being in connection with the Father. But in the second scene, we can see that the Lord is appealing to his disciples to transform their hearts from fear, being discouraged, being occupied with the people around them, being afraid from the Jewish, and the Lord transformed their fearful condition to joy, peace. And I just want to highlight here that the circumstances for the disciples did not change. Sometimes we think, and this was mentioned before, but I'd like to stress on it, that the Lord, when he said peace to you, the circumstances didn't change. The Jews didn't change. The walls didn't change. The door still shut. But though with all this happening, the Lord still be able to put peace in the disciples' heart. And let us be reminded, my dear brethren, that the problem is not outside us. Always the problem is inside. The heart of the problem is a problem in the heart. And as the Lord is able to transform our condition, to direct our attention and our eyes from the circumstances, from ourselves, and hear from our failures, to direct our love and attention and affection towards the Lord Jesus himself. And this is what makes a difference in our life, in our journey here on earth. We can see in Mary Magdalene, the Lord, after addressing her needs, he had a commission for her to go and tell the disciples. The Lord, after addressing the fear of the disciples in the upper room, he told them, peace to you, as I was sent by the Father, I send you. There is a mission for you. The Lord will not able to use us and to send us towards the mission before he address our needs. And here in this chapter, the Lord is bringing before us those disciples that went after the humanly nature thoughts and thinking that they cannot, maybe they are not fit to be disciples. They cannot be ministers of the Lord anymore. But they thought that they can be fishermen. They can go back to what they used to be as skillful fishermen and go back fishing. But the Lord has a very wonderful lesson for them. You cannot be disciples except I send you. But also you cannot be even fishermen unless I am with you to support you. The Lord one time asked the disciples before, when I sent you without money, without bag, did you lack anything? And the answer was no. The Lord was able and satisfying all their needs because he was the one to commission them to go. But here we can see man depending on himself, thinking that he is sufficient. He can go and do even a small thing. But the Lord has a lesson for us. Without me, you can do nothing. Whether big or small, I have to come to my end that I am without the Lord can do nothing. I am weak to the point that even the small thing that I used to do before, without the Lord, without His help, I cannot do. And this is the attitude that the Lord wants to bring us in. That without Him, we cannot do any small thing in our lives. Turning on the car, sometimes we take it for granted. Waking up in the morning, be able to walk and breathe. These things that we think it is for granted, it is all by the Lord's help. He is able to help us and to support us. But I want also to make another comparison between this miracle that the Lord did here and the miracle, the first miracle mentioned in John 2. In John 2, they had no wine. Here, they had no food. In John 2, it was also the third day. Here, it was the third time the Lord appeared to His disciples. In John 2, there were six pots of water. And here, it is very clear, He mentioned the number of fishes that was caught up by the Lord. In John 2, the water was full to the brim. And here the net was filled with big fishes. How wonderful is the Lord whenever the need is, whether wine or food. Without Him, we are not able. But we thank the Lord that He is sufficient to all our needs. And this is what the Lord is bringing before us in this chapter. How He is dealing with the heart of the disciples to bring them into the connection that without Him, they can do nothing. And He is addressing the needs of Peter to be restored in a full measure. And afterwards we'll see that the Lord, after revealing Himself, He has a commission for Peter and for each one of us.